then we come to what is probably my favorite day in February, the 15th of February on Wednesday. And the reason is it doubles up the number 15, which is the number of the spiritual alchemist. And that number is absolutely extraordinary because it basically symbolizes your ability to transmute energy into anything as you alchemize. So it's a beautiful, beautiful moment here in the middle of this extraordinary month. So nurture yourself with a massage or with anything that soothes your soul because 15 reduces to 6, which is the number of nurturing, but this is truly your day to feel those incredible, magical, deep, deep connections with source and with others. Devotion to your loved ones allows you to spend wonderful quality time. You have this loving authority today. And remember, the spiritual alchemist is a magician of light. So that instinct that you have to nurture others is being put to full use today as you uplift, as you bring joy and love, which are really the ultimate expression of this code. It's also a wonderful day for financial flow and activating abundance. So it's a glowing day of love and romance. And as it happens, Venus conjuncts Neptune, which is truly about beauty, romance, love, creativity, imagination. And, sometimes with this aspect, Venus and Neptune, the motivation can be lacking, but with this combination, there is a 1515 code that is stimulating you to put your alchemy into practice. So as Venus conjunct Neptune activates the higher planes of love and art, you absolutely can instill this sense of, I want to bring this into fruition. I want to make this real. And the numerology code helps you to do that. So definitely carve out time to engage in a creative hobby and, of course, relaxing because you're communicating with spirit. You'll be drawn to harmony and beauty, but avoid harsh, loud, or aggressive environments and people. Then on the 16th of February, we have a double 16 code, which gives you wonderful powers of concentration, lightning strike insights, which bring amazing revelations. Listen closely to your intuition. Definitely take extra time to rest. Take delight in your imagination. Read a book, take a course, study up on a subject matter in great detail. Immerse part of your day in nature, right? So the 16 code, of course, reduces to 7. We're in a 7 universal year. So the 777 is activated today, and that is the number of connecting with nature. So in any way you can do that, it's going to help you with meditation and relaxation, assimilation, also spending time on your own. 7 is the number of being on your own and not being afraid to spend time with yourself and tune into your heart, right? So you're seeking a deepening connection to source today. The Sun conjunct Saturn, and that truly is a more remarkable, same message as the 16-7 code. Why? Because Saturn also wants you to be alone and quiet and get inspired. And then Saturn adds, yes, assert yourself, right? Be persistent, absorb yourself, work in whatever it is you want to focus on. But this is a wonderful moment to also get ahead as you concentrate on what it is you want. You can achieve a lot around this time and you can get recognized for your achievements. Bring order and structure to a part of your life that's going to be important, as is decluttering and simplifying your life and your environment. On the 17th of February, we have a double 17 code of immortality, leaving a legacy behind, leadership, abundance. This is such a fabulous code. So enjoy the sense of eternal life that you remember today, because basically you have everything you need within you. You have infinite resources. This is a day to feel on top of the world and know that you can accomplish anything. Victory is assured depending on what you are manifesting today. So really you need to focus on, well, what is it that I'm creating that I want to leave behind a legacy for? Or even if you don't focus on the legacy part, whatever it is you do will naturally have an impact that is everlasting. So fully embrace that you are an eternal spiritual being of light. Use that inner fire within you, your life force energy, in a way that makes you feel abundant, makes you feel courageous, and you'll make tremendous progress also in your financial flow. So step into your intentions with confidence and the knowledge that you can manifest anything. Your inner authority awakens to its divine origins. You have superhuman courage today, so use it. Embrace your immortality. I love that Mercury sextiles Jupiter on the 17th of February because Jupiter is the ever-expanding planet. And Mercury helps you get ideas that are not limited in any capacity. So that enhances your optimism and it also enhances negotiations and contracts, which are a favor today. You're focusing on planning your future. What you see ahead of you feels very expansive, very exciting, and your enthusiasm for what is to come allows you to make proactive decisions. You communicate and express yourself beautifully and passionately. Negotiations and contracts are also favored. Your focus and concentration are enhanced, as is your curiosity. Now, on the 18th, a powerful code of letting go, health, and healing is activated. So definitely try not to work too much today. It's a Saturday, it's a weekend. See if you can focus on rest and release, especially emotional release. And remember that February is a nine universal month, so the 999 code is activated. And that truly speaks to letting go, feng shuiing your life, clearing things out. And it speaks to being compassionate. Nine is a very heart-centered, compassionate number. And your heart is yearning to connect and create. So courage, love, wisdom, and healing inspire you to lead from that inner source of light. On the 19th, on Sunday, we have a beautiful code, Venus sextile Pluto at 29 degrees. And this is exciting because the 19 code itself is about the sun. It is the number of the Prince of Heaven energy, and it reduces to 10. So we have a double 10 code as well. And remember, this is the final day where we have the same double digit number activated. So 1 and 9 are beginnings and endings. Truly, you are shifting today. This is a Sunday. It is the number of the sun, Prince of Heaven. So your inner light is shining. And Venus sextile Pluto is at 29 degrees. Again, there's the nine. So what is the nine? The final digit, the letting go, the bridging number. And Venus and Pluto are very magnetic when they come together in a final degree. That means they're both about to change signs. Venus tomorrow on the 20th and Pluto near the end of March because Pluto moves super slowly. So both Venus and Pluto are magnified. They are about feeling magnetic. They are about feeling attractive and manifesting abundance and being sensually, sexually activated. Love and romance are very much intensified. Nothing is superficial about this transit. So existing partnerships deepen on a profound spiritual level. You want your friendships and intimate relationships to be profoundly real and heart-centered. Beauty and creativity are recognized for their deep power to heal. Pluto will want to reveal secrets which help you align passionately with beauty, abundance, and love. You want to know the truth no matter what, and sharing feelings with another on this level is very important to you now. Monday, the 20th, activates the number 11, 11 portal, moving into clairvoyance, clarity, balance, opening your third eye. 20 asks you to trust in the timing of things, to be patient and to be ready. So guard against not rushing into things. Relaxation and deep breathing are very important. Now, it is the day of the Pisces new moon. 1 degrees, new beginnings, and the moon in center conjunct Saturn, which bring a lot of sense of you having more self-control, you taking your duties seriously because they come naturally. This is a very powerful connection here with emotional commitment. And what I love about it is even though Saturn is still in Aquarius and it's an out-of-sign conjunction, Saturn is about to move into Pisces on the 7th of March. And that is still while the sun is in Pisces. So it's very, very potent energy. So this Pisces new moon really is celebrating a major shift. And then as we move into March, which celebrates the number 10 and 1, boy, that is really when this new moon in Pisces will come to fruition. So for the full forecast, turn to part one of the Premium Wealth Forecast for February. On the 21st of February, we have the number activated for our 21st century of truth and joy. And 21 sets you free by exploring what brings you happiness. And the truth that you receive while in that place where you feel blissful is your divine guide. That's your guide to fulfillment, to awareness. So do something fun and something that fulfills you today, as well as educational, because the number 12, it's a 12 universal date, wants you to learn and to grow. Spend time with friends. These numbers reduce to 3, which is a very social number. And share your heart, express yourself. It's a very playful day. Be creative. Mercury squares Uranus. Now, this is a very exciting, sometimes nervous connection. The square is asking you to act. The pace of life quickens. You need to make sure you cross all T's and dot all I's because you may rush into things. Now, both Mercury and Uranus, lower mind, higher mind, govern connection and communication. And that extra electricity between them in the square may create a kind of short-circuiting effect. So be aware of that. You may want to reschedule any important appointments or meetings for another day. Any big decisions, wait a couple days before making them real. Just be very flexible and open. And then the unexpected nature of this transit is not going to impact you.